Hello everyone, it's the Entrepreneur Dad here, and today I am going to be talking about eBay. More specifically, I'm going to be talking about an item that I consistently find at garage sales and thrift stores to resell on eBay for a good amount of profit, and a lot of people overlook this item. Now, a lot of people, they know to look for video games. They look for, you know, Super Nintendo games, they look for PlayStation games, they look for Xbox games. You know, they know which games to look for. But one item that is frequently overlooked is PC games, games for your computer. And this is one area that I like to find the games. I like selling in this category. A lot of these games, they're outdated. People think they're not really worth anything because they don't play on modern computers, or, you know, there's just no interest in the older games. However, I've found that I can make good money selling these on eBay and some of them on Amazon FBA. What I look for is games that come in the box. You know, if it's a video game that's, if somebody has a binder full of video game discs and there's no instruction manuals, there's no box, there's none of that, I'm not going to spend my time going through it because I don't know, you know, what the PC requirements are based on that game disc. But when I find PC games in the box, it doesn't matter what condition the box is in, as long as the disc is in okay condition, I'm going to spend some time and see if it's going to be worth my time to pick up these games. What I've found is there is a market on Amazon for these, and they do sell, and oftentimes there's a lot less sellers than there are on some of the other gaming systems. You know, if I'm buying Xbox 360 games, there's most likely going to be several more sellers than there would be on a PC listing. So it's something that I really enjoy doing. Now, when I'm listing these on eBay, one thing I always make sure I do is take a picture of the PC requirements that's on the side of the box and put it with your listing. Oftentimes, they're going to require a different operating system or different requirements than PCs than they have today. And, you know, I don't want to be typing up in every single listing exactly what the requirements are for this particular game because it takes too much time. So I just take a picture and include it in the listing. And then when I'm actually writing the description, I say, see the pictures for the, you know, PC requirements or something to that effect. And I've had really good luck selling video games, PC games, on eBay. And surprisingly, or maybe it's not surprising, but it was surprising to me, is the majority of these games that I'm selling, they're going using eBay's global shipping program, and they're being sent over to Europe. The people in Europe that are purchasing these, they pay the extra shipping, so it's not costing me anything. But I've even sold games that come on the 3.5-inch floppy disks, and I've sold them over in Europe. And so all you do is when you're making your listing, make sure that you have the global shipping program. Make sure you have that available for people to purchase and, you know, list your item on eBay and then wait. They're not fast moving items. It does take a while. They might sit for several weeks or several months, but I've made good profit. Like I've said, my best haul, and, you know, I've had several hauls of PC games, but my best haul was I purchased around 50 games, and the person at the garage sale had them listed for $3 for $1. And I came, it was like 100 degrees out. It was the end of the day. I was probably one of their last customers. They were ready to close up. And I offered them $10 for all the PC games because I didn't want to stand in the sun and look up each one. And they said I was the first person of the entire day to show any interest in them at all. And I purchased them all, and I've probably made $400 or $500 off of just that one purchase selling these games on eBay and Amazon. So if you're getting into eBay or Amazon, or maybe you already sell on those platforms, don't forget to check out PC games. Don't ignore them just because it looks like an outdated game or something that most people would no longer be interested in. There is still a market. So anyway, I hope you got something out of this. When you're out thrifting, you're out garage sailing, keep an eye out for those PC games and look them up, see what they're selling for. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for the next episode.